Wednesday, April 5th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. While President Trump acknowledged that health care was complicated, it was Congress that took the lead on that policy, and he has backed up whatever plan that they came with, at least until it didn't work. I think that the summit with China will be the biggest deal that he has ever been involved with, and this time the policy will all come down to him. He has made lots of bombastic statements about China on the Spratly Islands, trade, and North Korea that will have to be reconciled with what the Pacific policy is going to be, and the reality of the two presidents sitting across the table from one another at a golf course when one of them does not golf. This is one of the moments that Trump wanted to be president for. The ramifications of this summit would be hard to overstate. At least two out of three farmers voted for Trump, and I don't think that his popularity has declined yet at the local coffee shop. The rough start to the Trump administration will be all looked back upon, forgotten in short-term memory if he starts winning. There's only one thing that his 35% base will not tolerate, and that is not winning. That was his key campaign promise. So here we are. They will have to take another swing at health care reform. The short fat kid in North Korea with the missiles has to be dealt with. Jong-un is Donald's chance to be a bona fide hero. His biggest challenge was set up by his bombastic assertions as to how he would change the U.S. relationship with China, horribly unfair as he saw it. This comes to a head with the Mar-a-Lago summit with Xi Jinping Thursday and Friday. The list of dirty laundry to air between the U.S. and China is material. Donald needs to win. It has to start somewhere. It will not go well. Donald has to start winning. Healthcare reform, NAFTA, China, North Korea, tax reform, infrastructure. Like I said, win somewhere, or his promises that we would all get tired of winning, that he would win so much, will make a fool of him, and Donald doesn't tolerate being the fool. The intensity already hot is going to get hotter. How is the China summit going to go? Well, there will be talks followed by toasts, smiles, and public pronouncements of how great the new relationship created is between the U.S. and China, or will it be contentious so Xi gets treated like Angela Merkel? What odds would you give it? We are nearing a point soon where Trump desperately needs a win or his rock-solid base will start to become disappointed. He also promised that he would not let them down. I think that the tone of the summit that prevails may well impact the soy and other markets at week's end. We don't want the Chinese president leaving angry. We want Donald to win. But we don't want the ag sector to lose in the process. While the president has complained about NAFTA, China sells us $4 worth of trade goods for every dollar that they buy from us. In the case of Mexico, they buy dollars worth of goods for every dollar and 27 cents that they sell to us. If we are going to get angry over our trade relationship with Mexico, then we should be livid over the disproportionate trade that China buys from us. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Here's an op-ed on well-done steak. I've never understood the need for steak sauce or why anyone would order their steak well-done. I agree with the Wall Street Journal food op-ed calling a well-done steak a crime against beef. The article went on about the ability of some chefs, against their will and better judgment, to deliver a great, well-done steak. It should not take a chef to save a steak if at first someone didn't destroy it. Ironically, well-done steak eaters are often known to use A1, so must hate steak to begin with. The Cattlemen's Beef Board surveyed that 19% of diners prefer their steak well-done. I have a son-in-law like that we are rehabilitating. President Trump reportedly orders his steak well done. No wonder Trump's steaks are no longer on the market. The only reason to cook a steak is to sear it on the outside and warm it on the inside. Anything more than that is an abomination. Another characteristic of well-done steak eaters is that they are often stubborn. The story went that well-doners have various reasons for their choice. Some say they are concerned about possible bacteria in what they see as undercooked meat, or that the red beef juice makes them squeamish. Our German friends were appalled by medium-rare prime rib. Others prefer a firm texture and the flavor of char, despite studies liking burnt meat with increased cancer risk, unquote. While chefs battle with diners asking them to overcook their steaks, I have had more fights with restaurants who will not cook hamburgers medium-rare. Back when he was a candidate, Donald Trump said that all Obama should serve Chinese President Xi Jinping was a McDonald's Big Mac. Now, as president, Donald will reportedly serve steak to the Chinese president in Mar-a-Lago. I hope that it is medium rare. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.